Blog Talk Radio.
Across the globe, and thank you all so much for tuning in. This is LSEC Publishing Radio, and I am your host, Teresa Banks, and I am so excited. This is my first anniversary show, and I have to tell you, I cannot believe an entire year has gone by this fast. Time truly does fly when you're having fun. I started this program a year ago on November 5th, 2010, a year ago exactly today. And as I said from the start, I didn't want it to be just about books and just about publishing, even though my company name of LSEC Publishing is within the title of the program. I wanted it to be also about life because there's so much that we go through, and we have, I think, a unique opportunity to help each other in this crazy life. So I hope that I have convinced you over the past year by now that you won't just be hearing on this show a lot of authors and a lot of talk just about books, but you'll be hearing a variety of things. Now, over the past year, I hope you also learned quite a bit about me, that I am married. I am a native Chicagoan, an author of four different books, and I'll talk more about my books towards the end of the show. I'm a professional in the field of IT, with IT standing for information technology. And two things that I think I probably love most are teaching and volunteering. I've taught quite a bit, especially at South Suburban College and various venues within the Chicagoland area, especially on the subject matter of becoming a published author and surviving a layoff. Now, in regards to volunteering, oh my gosh, I spend a lot of my time volunteering, and I think one organization I love the most is Junior Achievement, going directly into the schools and helping our young people out. Now, as recent as a couple of shows ago, you also learned that I'm a member of Toastmasters International that helps individuals improve their speaking, listening, and leadership skills. There's a quick plug for them. And I talked extensively about why you may want to become a member of that particular organization. So certainly check out that past show if you haven't listened to it from the archives already. And then throughout life, I can truly say that I love being a student. I have gone to school for computer science and earned degrees, a bachelor's degree as well as a master's degree in computer science. And my head is probably just swarming with all kinds of things. I took classes, for example, this past summer on painting as well as Spanish. So, again, needless to say, I love to learn. Now, at the top of the program, you heard my sister Fran singing, and her music was the first music that kicked off the show back in November of 2010. And the particular song you were just listening to is called Pressure. My sister Fran is Sylvia Fedrick, and that particular tune is from her CD called Sister Under Construction. Honey, you have to love that title. I highly recommend you swing over to her website to not only find out what she's up to now, but to order a copy of her CD, and you can also download individual tunes if you'd like. Her website is sylfedsang.com. It's spelled S-Y-L, F as in Frank, E-D, S-A-N-G.com. And Sylvia, thank you for your support and allowing me to use your music and keeping those emails coming to me saying that not only do you appreciate me playing it, but you're listening to the show, and I appreciate you, girlfriend. Now, I have to say to all of you that I have had some amazing past guests over the year. My first guest was Miss Beryl House Bonnie. I love that nickname of hers, Beryl House Bonnie. Her real name is Bonnie McEwen, and she is the co-author of a book called Stepson of the Blues. It was written by Larry Hill Taylor, and Bonnie came on. She gave us an amazing history about her experience with Larry and just really her adventures, I think, and the way she helps young people learn about the blues and different things that she's done with Larry. My very first celebrity guest, and I was actually just typing on her Facebook page to give her another thank you a few minutes ago. My first celebrity guest was Lisa Dominique, and she is a broadcaster and a voiceover artist, and I have enjoyed listening to her on 890 AM in Chicago. And I tell you, it was so much fun doing background information and digging up a little research on Lisa and even playing voiceover tunes that she had done in the past. And I hope that she enjoyed doing that particular program with me. I certainly loved having her as a guest. Now, I said at the beginning that, again, I wouldn't talk a whole lot about books and just publishing, but of course I have had some authors here on the show, and I've been grateful to have them on as well. Bernard Turner paid this show a visit. He is from Highlights of Chicago Press, and he has created some amazing books himself. And one that I really love is a coloring book that he wrote in Spanish. And, of course, I had to pick up a copy. And then I had Kenneth Marshall on the program. He's the author of Hopscotch on Blood-Stained Sidewalks. And I adored meeting Kenneth a few weeks ago. We were both doing a book signing and a book event at the Woodson Library in the Chicagoland area. And Kenneth was there. I gave him a huge hug and thanked him in person for being on the show. And, baby, let me tell you something. Just to look at the cover, just the cover of the book will make you want to get his book. And, again, his name is Kenneth Marshall. Hopscotch on Bloodstained Sidewalks is the name of his title. And then author Neville Merkison was on the program, and he talked about his book, Wrath, A Family to Conquer. And here's another gentleman who, if you just look at the cover, you know, they say that the cover of a work would make you want to buy the book, and I have to tell you, there is truth in that. And just looking at the cover of his book will make you want to pick this up and understand what negatively some families can do to hurt one another. Now, moving right along here, I have to tell you, I have had some really special guests on this program. Dawn Jones was on the program, and she is a cancer survivor. And she was on, and she talked about, excuse me, she talked about how she has been going through different phases of cancer. And she has a Facebook page. She has not only shared her story in written form, but also in video form. And you see her in a lot of television commercials talking about the Cancer Treatment Center of of America, I believe is the full name of it. And one thing that really moved me is when I was talking to her and I said, well, what's the difference between just going to a hospital and the cancer treatment center that you're going through? I mean, aren't you still getting great treatment? And she narrowed it down in a nutshell by saying that through a cancer treatment center, you have a team of doctors that are working with you and directly for you. They're not like passing information. They know your information because they're working so directly with you. And I love her so much for being on here. And I tell you, before that program, I was just learning basic information about cancer. I mean, I pray I never have to go through the ordeal, but her story was truly moving. And I hope that just hearing her and the research and the different workshops and seminars I've been to, I can certainly encourage and help others that may be and that are going through cancer. And then my last special guest that I had on the program a few shows ago was Mr. Charles Brooks, my buddy, my friend, from Toastmasters International, talking about Trivita Wellness and the Nopalea drink and how we need to stop taking our health for granted. I mean, we just assume not only we're going to live long, but we're going to live long and be healthy, and we have to put some effort into it. And Charles really challenged us in doing that. So I have to pause for just a second here to give a huge, huge hand clap to my guests that have been on the show. And I tell you, I have to honestly say one lesson that I learned with no shows that don't come on the program, because I've had a few of those too, authors in particular that I've invited on that have not showed for one reason or another, and some didn't even reply even up to the day of to say that they weren't coming. It taught me to have a backup plan and to have a backup show ready. And I have to give a special thank you to Mr. Steve Wright, who is an author out of Florida, who dialed in one day when an author did not show up, and he talked about his book. So thank you for that, Steve. I really appreciate you doing so. Now, let me tell you real quick about some of the live shows that I've had on the program. And some of those shows have included talking about some of my books, including Surviving a Layoff. I've had several programs where I've talked about weight loss, so certainly tune back in if you missed those. Certainly circle back and check those out. And then I've talked about social networking. When I went on vacation, I took you with me, and I talked live from Florida, live from Mississippi. And I did a show on animated cartoons, you know, shows like The Boondocks and Hell Girl. Check out that show. It's something. I talked about reality shows. What about Kim Kardashian, huh? Wow. Divorce already? Okay, that's a whole other story. And then after going to Tunica, Mississippi, and swinging over to Memphis, I checked out the Civil Rights Museum and the Lorraine Hotel and talked about on a whole separate show that particular experience. And honey, that experience has changed me for a lifetime. So certainly if you have not heard that show, definitely listen to it. It's not only educational, but hopefully it'll be inspirational for you to listen to as well. And then I shared with you something that I've been going through. I guess it's been about 3.5 years now, and that is a diagnosis of glaucoma. And I tell you, it started out being scary, but my awesome doctor, I tell you, when he kicked things off and said, I haven't had one patient to go blind, I was like, well, doctor, I don't want to be the first. So, you know, we started out with that little eye humor, if you will. But listen to that show about glaucoma if you have not heard of it, and understand why you need to have your eyes checked more often. And although it may sound like a kind of a sad show, I can tell you that I have gotten over feeling kind of gloomy about it and learned how to treat glaucoma and to certainly live with it. And then I gave you my opinion in a show for Miss Oprah Winfrey's her network that is new called OWN. I gave you my opinion about some of the shows that she currently has that are going on there. And then, as I just mentioned, I did a program recently on TMI, Toastmasters International. Now, if you're wondering what my future shows may be like, because Lord knows I've had a variety so far, I'm going to try to keep that going. I would love to have more guests on my show, and I am talking to some individuals now that I'd like to have on. Now, if you are interested in being a guest on the show, drop me an email at mailtobanks@aol.com. It's spelled M-A-I-L, the number 2, B as in boy, A-N-K-S, at aol.com, and let me know that you'd like to be a guest on the show. I'd love to have you. We could talk about your business or talk about what's going on in your life or something you'd like to share, and I'm sure it will be interesting to the listeners. And then I want to continue a segment I started called Story Time, and I did one show a few weeks ago on the Bible, and that's where I do bring back books and publishing, and I talk about some of my books that I have enjoyed reading the most and what I've learned from them. And I really want to concentrate continuously on life shows, love shows, and any type of shows that will help improve our living. Now, I am going to take a quick break. I have a special guest that was on the program that I didn't mention on purpose because he is here live to talk with us. I'm not going to tell you just yet who it is, but here's a hint. I'll be right back. Enjoy the music, and let's see who you think may be coming up next to talk. Be right back. The mellow music of a Christmas tune. I see that there is a caller hanging on the line from the 312 area. Caller, would you like to say some words?
Hi, just wanted to say good morning. This is Jacqueline. I'm listening, enjoying your show, and thanks for letting me know that you've had this show, and I'm looking forward to maybe being on your show one day soon.
Well, awesome, awesome. Jacqueline, thank you so much for calling in. And like I said a few minutes ago, you are more than welcome to be a guest on the show. Now, can you kind of guess here from that tune who you think may be coming up next to say hello?
Gosh. No, you said it was an author, but you played this classical Christmas tune, so I'm assuming that it has, an author has an interest in music.
Well, Jacqueline, I tell you, this gentleman was on a couple of months ago, and I'm sure some people may know who he is, but I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see who he is. So just drop me an email. Let me know
okay.
the days and the times that are best for you, and we will certainly set up something, girl.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, I'm going to hang up now and listen to your guest.
All right, sounds good, and thanks again for calling and listening in.
Okay, all right, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right, all. Thank you again, Jacqueline. I'm glad to have you listening here into the program. Let me play just a little bit of that hinted tune. Just a little soft music. I don't want to play it too long because some of us, I know me, just woke up about a half hour ago, so I don't want to put anyone to sleep. But that tune you're listening to is a very soft tune of Jingle Bells. And Jacqueline, actually, I didn't say that guest was an author, but he was on the show a few months ago. So, guest, can you tell us who you are?
Ho, 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 it's Santa Claus. Ho, 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 ho.
Santa, wow, it's a little early for you to be kind of calling on folks, isn't it? I thought you came out around December.
Ho, ho, ho. No, no, I had to come out early today to say hello to you, Teresa. Thank you for having me as a guest on your show last year. And hello to all the listeners. Ho, 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 ho.
Well, Santa, this is such a surprise. I mean, you have caught me off guard here. I mean, someone was telling me there'd be a special guest on, and I thank you for being that person. Now, I have to ask, am I on the good kid list?
Well, there's still time to see. I have put my initial list together, but I need for you and all of the boys and girls, all of the men and women listening, to still be good to make sure you remain on my list. Ho, 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 ho,
ho. I'm sorry. I don't mean to keep laughing, Santa. You just have such a hearty, warm laugh that it makes me giggle. Now, Santa, tell us, what helps keep a person on the list, especially for so long? It's hard to be good for a whole year. You know, there's, as Sylvia said in the song at the top of the half hour here, you know, we have the pressures of all these temptations. So what keeps you on the list?
Well, if you are a child, you need to make sure you're obeying your parents, doing your homework, and being good in school, ho, 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 and treating others well and with respect, ho, 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 ho.
I see. Well, what about if you are an adult, you know, because I'm not looking to do any homework soon, and you know, I'm grown. I still respect my parents. But what about us adults? What can we do to make sure we're staying on your list?
Well, I think the same thing applies for an adult. You have to make sure you're a good person. No swear words or drinking.
No swear words or drinking?
That's right. Make sure you're helping others, and most importantly, setting a good example for one another and being a good mentor. Ho, 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 ho,
ho. All right. Well, thank you, Santa. It has been a true pleasure speaking with you again, and you're welcome to come on back again in December. Let's get through the turkey day of Thanksgiving, and then we will be looking for you to return on Christmas time, sometime in December, as you did last year. You are welcome to come on back, and I hope you will.
Well, thank you, and an early Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to all. Ho, 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 ho.
Thank you, Santa. Let me give Santa a big hand. Thank you for being on. I tell you, this show is just filled with surprises. Thank you, Santa Claus, for gracing us with your presence. I don't think I've had the Easter Bunny on. I'll have to try to see if I could track down the Easter Bunny before we kick off 2012. So today, ladies, gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you, as I wrap up today's first anniversary show. It has been a pleasure speaking with all of you this year. I've had over 2,500 people view the program online and view the profile information, and I appreciate that. I hope that number doubles and triples in the next year to come. And some of you have emailed me inquiring about this show name and my company name and the pictures that I have on this particular show labeled. And I just want to remind you that when I did a few shows, especially the early shows, I talked about that name, Elasec Publishing. It's spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. It is a personal tribute to my grandparents. They raised me until I was about 13 years old. And so my grandmother's name was Ella. My grandfather's name was Cecil. So I put that company name together up, Elasec, in their honor and out of respect for them. And so the pictures that you see attached to this particular first anniversary show are the pictures of my grandparents, my grandmother, my grandfather. So I hope you enjoy looking at those. And there's also a few of my author pictures out there attached to this particular program as well. I want to remind you of my email address, mailtobanks@aol.com. Certainly drop me an email at any time. And just as Jacqueline did, to touch base and let me know that you may want to be a guest on the show, and I will certainly touch base with you and we'll set something up. I am out there on the web. I'm not all over the web like I used to be because I just don't have time. I respect all of you that can tweet and that can check Facebook and MySpace and blackamerica.com and all these various websites, Yahoo, da 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 da. I don't have time to do that, but I am out there on Facebook and on MySpace. So certainly hit me up on those two websites to see what's going on and become a friend and a follower of this particular show so you will know when it's airing and what's going on and what will be displayed next. I'm going to put my upcoming lineup out there really soon. So certainly check it out on blogtalkradio.com/Elasec, and again, it's spelled E-L-L-A-C-E-C. And I want to tell you, my books are still available on Amazon. You can get all four copies and order them. The titles are Woman of Integrity, my first baby that was created, and then there's Barrenhood, Becoming a Published Author, and my last title, Surviving a Layoff. And I am working on two new titles. I will be giving you details on those really soon. So stay tuned. I'm looking to release them by 2012. And I think they're probably going to be like contrasts of each other. So you'll have to certainly check out those two new titles, and I'll keep you posted. I want to wish everyone safe and happy holidays that are coming up. I know we are under stressful times these days with this economy the way it is. I've talked to a lot of you about the subject matter of surviving a layoff and being without work for so long. I have one friend that's been off for about 2 years, another friend as long as 7 or 8 years. So you're really going through a lot of challenges. But I want to tell you, from a personal level, I truly trust God. I place faith in a supreme being. Pray often, repent often, as one of my cousins likes to say, pray and repent often, and you're going to make it. You are going to make it. Stay encouraged. Until we talk again next time, blessed. Don't forget to check out past shows if you have not already. Enjoy this upcoming weekend, the upcoming weeks, and the holidays. Talk to you again soon. Come on, Sylvia, take us out of here, girl.
I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm trying to live. around me.